Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
This is like, it's talking about how the false prophets are.
Be holy.
All right, welcome back to Be Holy. We're going to go on over to 1 John chapter 4. Very, very touchy subject today. This subject here, it really describes what we're seeing in the world, especially in our country, the United States. We see this where people actually do wrong, and then they want the law to back them doing wrong. And then they get mad and try to make us comply with their doing wrong, whether it be homosexuality or transgender or anything. They have an agenda, and their agenda is to make us conform to them. And we have already conformed to God, and so we're not going to change and conform to what they want us to conform to. But the Lord has written about this long before we even saw it. I'm sure it was happening back then. And so this is what the Spirit says in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. It says this: "Little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God and you belong to Him and have already overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because He who is in you is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world of the sinful mankind. They who teach twisted doctrine are of the world and belong to it. Therefore, they speak from the viewpoint of the world with its immoral freedom and baseless theories, demanding compliance with their opinions and ridiculing the values of the upright." If we don't live in that day right now, it is exactly that. Because we don't say yes to homosexuality, because we don't say yes to transgender anything, they are demanding, they're marching, they're screaming, they're hollering, they're trying to control us so that we will conform to what they want, ridiculing the values of the upright, and the gullible one of the world listen closely and they pay attention to them. That's what they are. They're gullible. They're gullible and they listen to these people closely and they pay attention to them. And this is like, it's talking about how the false prophets are and how the prophets do this one thing. They'll sit there and identify with the world to gain the world. What good is it to gain the world and lose your soul? They want the world to feel better around them. They want to actually get the approval of the world. They want to cross over. They want people in their churches so they won't say anything about sin. So they'll just let the people come in and never address what the people are doing or what the sins are of the people. They will always just let them come right in and give them nice fluffy stories. And those stories really don't do anything. All it does is pacify people. And they don't actually teach the people anything. That's how they're becoming false prophets, as you say. It's a thing of they say they're preachers, but they don't preach. You know, they have charisma, but they don't say anything. They just say things and say God a couple times. And then all of a sudden you have this wonderful a service and people are crying and there's an emotional buildup and the release and everything, and everybody's crying and hugging each other. And listen, sometimes church does get emotional, but in that emotion, beyond that, you still have to preach what God says to preach and teach what God says to teach. And so most of the churches, a lot of them, have already turned over to religious, not really organization, but a religious social gathering is what they become. They speak what the world wants so that the world will pat them on the back. They preach what the world wants so that rich people can come in and feel comfortable, or stars could come in and feel comfortable, or so that they can feel like they're actually winning the world. And you're not winning the world when the world agrees with you. You're not winning them. What you're doing is, when you're pacifying the world, you're setting them up for hell itself. And it's sad, because not only will they go in, but you will go in too. You have to pay attention to what you're reading. You have to pay attention to what the pastor is speaking, what the teachers are speaking, what the church actually teaches. That way you don't end up in a false prophet organization or a false prophet church. And these false prophets, they're antichrist. They don't teach you anything about Christ. What they teach you is the reverse of Christ. They make Christ look like a hippies from the 60s. They give him long hair. They give him some kind of goatee. They make him talk soft, but God never talks soft. Not like that. No. It's a whisper, but it's God. And when God speaks, you know God is speaking. But they paint a picture where Jesus is just a homosexual. He's a human being just like us. He had temptation just like us. And even the Bible says he had temptation just like we. It's nothing new to him. And so they go and use that to twist it and say, see, he was a human just like us. But the Bible doesn't say Jesus was a human just like us. He was a little different. He was a tad different than us. His flesh was like sinful flesh, but our flesh is actually sinful flesh. So they don't teach you anything about Christ, but they teach against Christ, which is very, very dangerous. If you look through the scriptures, you'll find out that Christ was actually in the Old Testament following the church. And if you know anything about the Old Testament, the one following the church was God, no one else. Not the Son of God, God. And so now we have the Son of God in the New Testament. God himself came to rescue people who would obey him. He came to rescue them from death. And so when he came to rescue us from death, those who don't want to obey him, don't want nothing from him, they hate him. They love the devil. And so the devil is their father. And when the devil is your father, you will talk like him and be just like him. But this here, we're talking about the people of this world, a lot of them are trying to control what the word of God inside of the church. That's what they're trying to do. If they can control the word of God inside the church, you might as well close all the churches. Curtains are closed. Goodbye. Kiss your children and be done with it. Because if they control what's being said in church, nothing will be said and nobody will be saved. If they control what's spoken of in church and what's taught in church, nothing will be saved. Nothing. You just look at, okay, they control everything that the public school teaches. Look at it. I don't care where you go. Public schools are in trouble. They're just in trouble. Because why? Because the world is controlling what the children are learning. And so the children every year become worse and worse. Long before they become adults, they're just worse and worse. They learn the language of the Antichrist. That's what they learn. They learn the language of the false prophet. And so that's what they teach. And so if that's what's in them, it's going to be hard to get God in them, because they have the spirit of Antichrist. You can't have the spirit of Antichrist and the Holy Ghost. You can't have the spirit of Antichrist and receive the Holy Ghost. You can't do that. It can't be done. Ask Paul. He'll tell you. You cannot be an Antichrist and receive the Holy Ghost. You have to make the change. And so if we're teaching all of our children to obey the world and be tolerant to everything, then all of a sudden when they become older and they become adults, they let everything go. They let their families go. They let their families do whatever they want to do. They let their children say whatever they want to say, do whatever they want to do. They let their wife do whatever they want to do. They let their husband do whatever. It's all a trickle-down theory. And what will happen is it just gets worse and worse. But it says here that the little children are of God and they belong to him. We don't belong to Satan. We let the people who belong to Satan stay with Satan. Going down to verse number 5 again. They who teach twisted doctrine are of the world and belong to it. Therefore, they speak from the viewpoint of the world. You look at all the preachers that you see on television. Listen to them. See if they give you a viewpoint of the world. See if they sound like the world or do they sound like God. They sound just like the world. They speak from a viewpoint of the world with its immoral freedom and baseless theories, demanding compliance with their opinions and ridiculing the values of the upright. They ridicule the values of the upright. God is the ultimate upright. And so they ridicule his values and the gullible of the world. They listen to them. The gullible, they listen to the world and they listen to those false prophets. The false prophets are the ones who don't teach what God sent them to teach. And matter of fact, God don't send false prophets. God sends men and he'll send them to teach and teach them all that they're supposed to teach. God will teach them that what they're supposed to teach. And then when they teach, they have it. Look at the disciples. God came down from heaven himself to teach the disciples. And then the disciples taught exactly what he taught them. And so now we have it. But somewhere along the line, people have been trying to change what the disciples have been saying about God. That's their motive. That's what they do. They're of the world. The world listens to them closely and pays attention to them. They love them. Listen, if the world loves a preacher, that preacher is a false prophet. I guarantee you. If sinners love this preacher, the preacher is a false prophet. Because what happens is the preacher actually tells them what sin is. And once the preacher tells them what sin is, they begin to hate the preacher. There were no loved preachers in the scriptures. No. That's not that. When there's a preacher or a prophet in town, people hated him. I don't know where this loving the preacher came from. They didn't love Jesus. If they loved him, they wouldn't have killed him. If they loved him, they wouldn't have let somebody kill him. You see? So he wasn't just walking around smiling and rubbing people's shoulders. He was actually telling them the truth. And then while they were mad, he would give miracles to show that he was actually true. So we got to stop following the false prophets, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.